30 degrees. Looking further ahead, a possible afternoon shower on Friday at 32, for a fine and sunny day on Saturday with a top of 34 degrees. I'm Chris McKenzie on 2CC, where you'll hear it first in the nation's capital.
This is Paul Macon. Welcome back to the program. 13 13 32 is my phone number. It's 1:05 and you can join me. Love to have a chat to you, and let's go straight to the calls, and we'll talk to Samuel now. If we can grab Sam. I see what's happening. I'm just sort of learning the system, so I hope you'll bear with me. Good morning, Samuel.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's a pleasure to hear you. Welcome back to 2UE.
Thank you.
I've never heard you on the radio before, but it's been an absolute pleasure so far. It's good to hear some news talk on 2UE overnight again.
Thank you, Samuel.
I'm calling about the water situation.
Yes.
Now, I've been advocating recycling stormwater for a few years now, and I think if we've got the technology to clean up our effluent so that it's drinkable water, then I think we can probably do it with the stormwater as well.
Absolutely.
Although I have been thinking lately that maybe because in this country drought is just something that's going to keep happening over and over and over, that perhaps it's about time that we consider having a secondary plumbing system where we not only have our current water system for drinking water, but we also start building another network for water, grey water, that we use for gardens and washing and whatever else.
Absolutely, because a lot of the drinking water is used for that sort of stuff, and it doesn't have to be that sort of quality water.
That's right, and
yep.
There's a lot of industries that probably use water but wouldn't really need that high quality water either. So you could quite easily use the drinking water, then it goes into the system, it gets recycled, cleaned up a little bit. It could be used in the secondary system, and then you've got water for all uses, and you're reusing the water, which is something we're going to definitely have to do.
Why don't politicians think like you, Samuel?
Well, you were saying earlier about hot air. I know you were, and you were saying about them just talking a lot. Well, if they make a lot of hot air, why don't we just turn Parliament House and all of that into electricity generation stations?
Oh, Samuel.
You can generate electricity out of heat.
You're a real engineer, aren't you? I love that. You've got all the plumbing happening and you've got all the hot air turning out the electricity. I like that idea.
Well, I like to think about these things sometimes. I sometimes get a bit fixated on things.
No, but it doesn't matter, Samuel. You're coming up with ideas. Now, this is what the pollies aren't coming up with. You know, for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, the politicians have known this was going to happen. They knew we were going to be short of water. They needed to do things to provide a future for not only us, but our children and their children. And they have done absolutely nothing. And even as we speak now, they've done absolutely nothing. And they're still going on about this stupid desalination plant. Look, I'm starting to think it'll never be built. I honestly think it is an absolute white elephant. The residents are going to go nuts over it anyway, and I'm just really have my doubts whether it'll ever be built. I think it's just some political tool that Maurice Yemmer just brings out every news conference that says, oh, don't forget, we've got the desalination plant, to make it look like and put the spin on it that they're doing something. But in actual fact, what they should be doing is looking at recycling, and they should be looking at harvesting all of this water that we've seen over the last couple of days just go down to stormwater drains and out to sea.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I think about the only thing the desalination plant has going for it is that the salt could potentially be used by the salt industry and end up on our dinners.
Well, you're still at it, aren't you, Samuel?
I am, Paul.
Good on you, buddy.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Okay, getting good calls from Canberra too, which is great. Hello to everybody in the national capital. And also, welcome to everybody who might be right up in far north Queensland there, one of my favourite spots. So, love to hear from you guys as well on 13 13 32. Give me a call. And it can be about any subject you like. We've got so many subjects. I tell you, water, though, is something that is certainly going to be part of the upcoming election in New South Wales. There's no doubt about that. water. People are interested in it. They're interested in rain because they've seen the last couple of days. They've seen that water just going away to waste. And they're saying, why aren't we collecting it? It's a fair question, isn't it? 10 after 1.